Boom! What's going on, everyone? This is Steve Larson. Welcome to another episode of Sales Funnel Radio. Today, I want to talk to you guys a little bit more about money and why you should study it.
I've spent the last 4 years learning from the most brilliant marketers today. And now I've left my 9-to-5 to take the plunge and build my million-dollar business. The real question is, how will I do it without VC funding or debt, completely from scratch? This podcast is here to give you the answer. Join me and follow along as I learn, apply, and share marketing strategies to grow my online business using only today's best internet sales funnels. My name is Steve Larson, and welcome to Sales Funnel Radio.
My friends, money is not neutral, it's not bad, it is good. I was recently at the bank, and I was at the bank for my business bank accounts, and this guy, I'm on a longboard by the way, this teller who's my age, just got out of his MBA, which I'm not slamming higher education, okay? I'm not slamming it at all, but it was funny, he was like, hey, have you ever thought of what you should do with your cash? And I was like, yes, I have, I listen to rich people. And I didn't mean that to be like a degrading statement, but I think for him it was kind of like, it's kind of like not something that he wanted to hear. I only listen to people, if someone's not wealthy, I'm not gonna listen to them about financial advice. You know what I mean? He was trying to advise me on my accounts, and he was looking out there and he goes, Steve, do you realize that you have more in your business accounts than most people do in their retirement accounts? And I was like, yeah. I mean, it's not going to be there forever. It's just the holding place for a moment while I wait for the next asset to go by and I buy another one. And it pushes it into other entities. I'm not your financial advisor. I'm not your asset protection, asset allocation person at all. But that's just how I do it personally. And it was really interesting though. I will often get people reaching out to me saying things like, Steve, are you doing X, Y, and Z? And I'm like, are you rich? Okay. Are you rich? And sometimes that's offensive for people, but isn't it smart for me to ask that, right? If someone's overweight, I'm not going to ask them to lose weight. Same thing with money. If they're not rich, I will not listen to your advice about money, all right? And some of us need to understand that while we have had people in our lives who are well-meaning, they might be ill-informed. And so while they mean well, they also are not saying things that are true. And so I was chatting with them. Actually, I was at a mastermind. Probably almost a year ago, and this lady in the front row, she stood up, and she was younger actually, and she said, "Hey, Stephen, I like what you do. I actually want to go do this stuff too. I think it's awesome, but my parents have a hard time. My dad specifically has a hard time with this stuff. And the reason I bring this up is because a lot of us, we have felt that way in the past about those that we love. They're well-meaning, but ill-informed. And what they do is they say, do this with your money, do this with your business. And I'll look at them and I'll say to myself, self, is this person rich? If they're not rich, I don't listen, right? And so what I want to do is, I heard a podcast episode from Russell, it was 4 episodes in a row of his favorite speech from Funnel Hacking Live. So what I want to do real fast is the title of this episode is called Study Money. And there's a very specific reason why. And I tell that story inside of that speech. So what we did is we took one of my favorite speeches from OfferMind and we broke it up over 4 parts. And you guys can actually get a chance to hear that. It's in 4 different parts here over the next 4 episodes. And this first one I've titled Study Money, and you'll find out why. The phrase is study money, not food stamps. And I am not bad-mouthing anybody who's been in a situation where they had to have them. But what you'll see is my personal take on this and why I believe that capitalism, getting rich and giving back and doing so on purpose, is not just a matter of like, oh, that's nice. It's a matter of survival in today's society, okay? Money is getting less valued. The cost of living has never been higher as in the last 10 years. We are getting phantom taxed and nickeled and dimed and fees all over the place. And inflation's on the rise. So while we get money, it's worth less. We need more of it for the exact same things. I mean, it's like, and then people be like, money's evil. It's like, what is wrong with you? No, it's not. Money doesn't change you. Money amplifies you. I believe that, you know, I was speaking at an event recently. It's a BossCon. Rachel Peterson's BossCon. It's a great event. And in there, I told them that one of the things I was so nervous about when I was starting this game is I was nervous. I wasn't playing Fallout because I was scared that there were things that I was afraid that money was gonna change me. Okay, and I'm saying that because a lot of you guys have said that to me as well. I'm gonna do it, but what if I get rich and I turn into a snob? I get that, and that was one of my big fears. And then I had to sit back, and this is what I told their audience. I had to sit back and recognize and realize that, wait a second, I've seen a lot of rich jerks in this life. I've also seen a lot of poor jerks in this life. Oh my gosh, rich jerk, poor jerk, that's a thing, right? Right? And then there's rich jerk, poor jerk, and then there's wealthy, cool guy, wealthy, poor guy. It has nothing to do with the money that you make. The money isn't what changes you. It just amplifies who you are. If you are an idiot when you're poor and you find some way into money, you're going to be a really rich idiot. And those are the people who don't usually keep the cash, right? A lot of people win the lottery that way. And I'm not saying they're idiots. I'm not insulting intelligence. It's just the reality though, right? If you're not prepared for that. Too many times we will ask to ourselves, why am I not wealthy yet? How come I'm not making money yet? I will tell you that the me of 2 years ago could not handle what I'm doing right now, right? I've had to grow. I was not worthy of what I was actually asking for. I did not qualify for the dream that I was shooting for all along. Now, my pursuit in that journey is what qualified me in the first place. But I'm gonna cut over here now to a cool episode where you guys are gonna get a chance to see more about my views on that and why I believe that you should get rich on purpose, won't happen on accident, and give back. And it's one of my favorite parts of all of OfferMind. You guys are gonna see kind of a neat thing about my views, like I said, on cash, some of the environments and the scenarios that we now live in today. And I think that you guys will really enjoy it. Anyways, let's cut over to the episode. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, "Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off?" And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, "Well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad." I said, "Wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent?" I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, "We've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all." My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go hire, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode. This is actually a pretty interesting graph. That is the year-by-year history of when taxes were introduced by the government. Was it 17? I can't remember what. 92. That's when taxes first became a thing. Taxes are not patriotic to pay. So much so that those early people dumped all the tea in the Boston Harbor, right? Paying taxes does not mean you're a patriot. I have some pretty strong opinions on this, okay, which I will not apologize for at all, okay? Okay, do you think taxes are gonna go up or down in the next 5 years? Right? Okay, look how much all those, we're getting taxed like crazy now. Okay, now check this out. That was straight from Wikipedia. I pulled it like 2 or 3 days ago. Okay, this one here, that is actually the minimum wage.
Our minimum wage is actually going down. Now, I know a lot of us were trying to not be in that game, and most of us may not be yet. If you still are, that's okay. Welcome to the game. You'll find a home here, okay? But the amount of money we're getting paid is going down. The taxes are going up. This is an interesting graph depicting, this is the cost of living. The cost of living has never increased its fastest in the last 10 years compared to any other time. It's increasing like crazy. So cost of living is going up. We're getting paid less. We're getting taxed like crazy. This is an interesting graph about inflation. Inflation is like going crazy too. So the money you are getting paid is actually worth way less. Study money. But Stephen, money is evil. Study money. Now, I will tell you that one of the things I am so proud of, and I'm not throwing rocks at those people who may have needed to get them, but my wife and I decided, we made a decision to not get food stamps when we were that poor. And I said, this is gonna be hard, babe, right? But like, pressure creates great systems. So let me feel the burn, okay? And it was an active decision, and we decided to not take food stamps. And we had all these friends, and I'm not throwing rocks at them, but we had a ton of friends that were like, well, if we can't get a job, it's okay, we'll just get food stamps. My wife was working for $3.50 an hour. It was a college town, so much supply, all right? Tons of students everywhere. $3.50 an hour that she was doing. And instead of studying how we can save money, I hate studying how to save money. Biggest waste of time on the planet. Take the same amount of effort and go put it into how to make money, and suddenly that problem goes away. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So this is not about, I am not here to teach you how to save cash. I'm gonna teach you how to spend it and collect it and bring it to you, because there's some universal principles and laws around it that bring cash to you. the whole get rich, give back thing, in my opinion, is a matter of survival. It's no longer a thing of like, well, that's cool, you have a little side hustle. I think this is a weird term. Side hustle. No, son, it's my front hustle. I do all of it there, right? What are you talking about? I'm going all in, both feet, ripping that cord, right? I'm gonna go and you know what's funny is we jump out of the plane, we build the parachute while we're falling, and you know what's funny? The ground never really comes, okay? It's hard to actually hit rock bottom in America. There's so many freaking programs out there to save you. It's insane. But we get coddled. We say, oh, we got food stamps. Don't worry, there's bankruptcy. Don't worry. It's hard to go to hit real rock bottom in America. You kind of have to try. You know what I mean? I'm serious. You know what I mean? Like that's the thing, is we get lulled into this security. And we're like, oh, okay. And I'm trying to bring awareness to it. So when you see this, like, I want you to be capitalist pigs in the eyes of society, okay? We will create the most change than anything else, okay? Please, please be very highly money motivated. Okay. Again, my challenge, it's not for you to live below your means. I think that's really interesting advice. Increase your means. I was sitting down into this meeting, and someone was like, well, how can we live below our means? And I was like, I'm not trying to. You know what I mean? I'm not saying be a reckless spender, because I'm not that either. Okay. But I'm saying increase the means. Focus on the cash. And you'll realize, and I'm actually gonna tell you guys a little bit more about this. When I left ClickFunnels, one of the last things Russell said to me as I walked out, it was the last day, and I'm walking out, and he goes, you nervous? I said, yeah. He goes, don't worry about it. Dude, I don't have a product, I don't have a funnel, I don't have anything. What are you talking about, man? And he goes, you'll be fine. And he said, what's your goal? I was like, $1 million in the first year. And he smiled, and he goes, it's not as hard as you think. He said, you'll be surprised at how easy it is. I was like, all right, bro, it's $1 million. What are you talking about, man? All right. You know, it hadn't been very long before that we were like really struggling. Anyway, please focus on increasing the means. Okay, what this event is about is I want you to understand that money is always the byproduct of marketing.
All right, now you listening to this right now, you're in one of two scenarios. Either you're currently selling a product and you've got a slick sales funnel and traffic, there's ads and you have content bringing in new customers. You have upsells and downsells and phone sales, and you've almost automated it, making money while doing everyday things.
Either that's all set up and going, or the second option is you don't have any of that, right? And you're still trying to make this work and tie all these pieces together. If you want my help, just go to capitalistcoaching.com and see where you can get started. It took me a long time to get the skills for all this to get moving. Writing the sales letter, making the sales videos, building the funnel, writing follow-up emails, promo campaigns, promo emails, fulfillment plans, fresh new ads. There's a lot. And the path to move forward is different for each person. So I created capitalistcoaching.com for you to check out where you need to start. Whether you're just starting out with no product, no list, or a single clue on what to do next, or if you're like one of our big corporate clients who just needs to add more revenue and scale your offer, go to capitalistcoaching.com. I don't really believe in shortcuts, but I do know you can speed up the path on the journey. Figure out the best place to start by going to capitalistcoaching.com now.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.